This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. There's so much to talk about that I need like 9 hours a day on national TV and radio to get to all the important issues. But tonight is kind of the show dedicated to Rand Paul. If you're just joining us now, because USA Radio always connects with us right here. This is the intersection of USA Radio and Newsmax TV. The first 6 minutes are news and weather and traffic all over the United States and different affiliates for USA to carry the Wayne Allen Root Show. So all of you come back right here. So what you missed in the first segment was Rand Paul saying that, of course, President Trump should have made it conditional that they have to clean up corruption and they can't have our money. That people are stealing our money all over the world. Foreign aid, by almost definition, is a bunch of crooks skimming the money off the top. They're like the mafia. And you know who else like the mafia? Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and John Kerry and Joe Biden and the Biden crime family and Barack Obama and the Obama crime family. But I digress. I thought his comments were fantastic. And then Rand Paul reveals the impeachment question censored by Chief Justice John Roberts. Rand Paul opened Thursday's impeachment trial proceeding with one of the first submitted questions for the record, but Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts, who I've said many times cannot be trusted, there's something wrong with John Roberts. I think he's been compromised. I don't know who's got the goods on him, but I'm telling you, something's wrong. This guy is conservative most of the time, but very, not even rarely, on many occasions, on a very big, important issue, he switches to the other side and plays ball with the wrong team, the wrong side. And it just seems just a little bit too dirty for me. But Chief Justice John Roberts refused to read the question to the Democrat impeachment managers and President Trump's counsel. Now, keep in mind, he's refusing to read a question of a United States senator. The text of the question to Adam Schiff and Trump's counsel, as Paul submitted it to Roberts, was subsequently obtained by Breitbart News. And here it is. To Manager Schiff and counsel for the president. Manager Schiff and counsel for the president. Are you aware that the House Intelligence Committee staffer, Sean Misko, had a close relationship with Eric Chiarmella when at the National Security Council together? And are you aware, and how do you respond to reports that Chiarmella and Misko may have worked together to plot impeaching the president before there were formal House impeachment proceedings? In the question, Paul does not identify Eric Chiarmella, a CIA analyst who's widely reported to be the whistleblower, who was kept secret in Washington, D.C., and whose complaint launched the Democrats' impeachment proceedings. He doesn't say he's the whistleblower. He just lists him as a friend of Sean Misko and says they plotted against President Trump. It's up to you to draw the conclusion whether he's the whistleblower. But Roberts has now multiple times throughout the trial censored any mention of Chiarmella's name, despite his direct involvement in this matter. Paul also retweeted after the fact. This is Rand Paul, U.S. Senator, Republican, Kentucky. My question is not about a whistleblower, as I have no independent information on his identity. My question is about the actions of known Obama partisans within the NSC and the House staff, NSC being National Security Council, and the House staff, and how they are reported to have conspired before impeachment proceedings had even begun. Recent investigative reports from Real Clear Politics have indicated that Misko, now a Schiff staffer, that's how this all happened. This guy plotted with Chiarmella, is what Rand Paul's saying, to destroy the president, bring him down, impeach him, and he became a Schiff staffer, Misko, on the House Intelligence Committee. And Chiaramella has a close relationship with this guy, Misko. And Misko is on Schiff's staff, Adam Schiff. And they were overheard discussing efforts to try to plot against President Trump. Doesn't this all make sense to you now? Now, Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, is presiding over the Senate trial, this impeachment trial, has not offered any legal argument for hiding the individual's identity. As Breitbart News has repeatedly explained, the only protection for people who submit whistleblower complaints is that the intelligence community inspector general cannot name him or her publicly. Even left-wing mainstream media outlets, CNN, The New York Times, National Public Radio, NPR, Reuters, determined that certainly no law prohibits President Trump or members of Congress from disclosing the name of the leaker who sparked the impeachment inquiry. Wow. Keep in mind what I said yesterday. By this definition of all the Democrats circle the wagons and let's protect a whistleblower, President Trump is a whistleblower. Why are you condemning him? Why are you trying to impeach him? Why are you trying to punish the man who heard about the corruption of Biden and reported it and pointed it out and asked for an investigation? How is that different than the whistleblower, maybe, allegedly, Eric Chiaramella, saying, I heard about a Trump phone call with Ukraine, and I think there's corruption, and you should investigate it. What's the difference? There is no difference. President Trump's a whistleblower. And sure enough, President Trump retweets Rand Paul's Senate question, refused by the partisan Chief Justice Roberts, who, by the way, is not only, I think, a deep state plant, and compromised, and comes up with bad decisions, because somebody's got the goods on him, as sure as I'm standing here. But on top of that, this guy is a never-Trumper. Justice Roberts seems to hate Trump. So Chief Justice Plate Politics refused to read Rand Paul's question about the anti-Trump whistleblower, even though there's no law that prevents it. And he's playing politics. And Senator Rand Paul announced that he would insist on his question being read out loud. And Chief Justice blocked the question. And Senator Rand Paul was furious for being gagged by Justice Roberts and attempted to ask his question again. And President Trump later retweeted him. Rand Paul put the question out. He said, my question today is whether or not individuals who are holdovers from the Obama National Security Council and Democrat partisans conspired with Adam Schiff's staffers to plot impeaching the president before there were formal House impeachment proceedings. And then President Trump just retweeted the entire thing. Interesting. President Trump also retweeted Paul Sperry's explosive investigative report revealing that Eric Chiaramella plotted with Schiff's aide Sean Misko to take out President Trump in January of 2017. So if true, this plot has been a long time coming. And Schiff comes unglued today. Unglued! When asked about his aide Sean Misko plotting with Eric Chiaramella to take out Trump. He lost it when over a dozen senators asked him about Sean Misko and his coordination with the whistleblower. They asked Schiff about his top aide, Sean Misko, and Schiff was visibly nervous. He became enraged. He refused to answer the question as he lashed out at senators for daring to ask him about his involvement in the latest coup attempt. This question refers to an allegation in a newspaper article which is circulating smears about my staff. And you want to ask me to respond to those smears? I will not dignify those smears on my staff by giving them any credence whatsoever. So instead of answering the question, which could have made good old Adam Schiff guilty of crimes, lying in court, he just put up another weapon of mass distraction. Interesting. Good news today, by the way, really good news. GOP senators are confident no new witnesses will be called. Schumer concedes likely defeat, and most probably President Trump will be acquitted in an historic vote tomorrow night or early Saturday morning. And that's what I said to you at the beginning of this week. It's what I said to you on Tuesday. It's what I said to you on Wednesday yesterday. I said either Friday or Saturday, Trump gets acquitted. We win this thing. And it's all nothing. And when you ask the average person on the street, it's a nothing. It's a nothing burger. Nobody is changing their mind over this. If you're on the right and you like Trump, you still love Trump, you still like Trump, you still support Trump, and you're going to vote for Trump. and you're going to donate to Trump. If you're on the left and you hate Trump, you still hate Trump. And you believe he should be impeached, but you know he never will be. So what have you changed? And the answer is nothing. What could have you been doing instead? First of all, put taxpayer money towards more important things than wasting millions on all of this. Just like the Mueller investigation wasted, what, $40-something million dollars of American taxpayer money? This was a massive waste of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. And you could have been in session, Congress, dealing with the issues that really matter to Americans, and you should have been voting for more funds, allocating more funds to Trump's wall so we could protect Fortress Homeland USA. But it's all going to be nothing because Schumer concedes likely defeat. Senate Republicans expressed optimism they will defeat an upcoming vote for additional witnesses and end President Trump's Senate impeachment trial later this week. I'm optimistic, said John Cornyn, Republican senator, United States senator from Texas, referring to defeating the motion. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer conceded that winning the four Republicans they need to allow additional witnesses is unlikely, the New York Times revealed. We've always known it would be an uphill fight on witnesses and documents because the President and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell put huge pressure on these folks. Well, here's what I would say. I never had a problem with witnesses. As long as you have Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Adam Schiff, and the whistleblower, as long as they're under oath being asked questions as witnesses, I have no problem. Put Adam Schiff on trial. But if you're not going to do that, then end the trial tomorrow and declare it over, acquittal. President Trump is innocent. End of story. And it appears that's what's going to happen tomorrow night or Saturday morning. Long national nightmare is over, and I guarantee you it's added more votes to Trump's total in November of this year. This is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better. I sleep better. I interact with people better. And I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find. But guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code. And I guarantee it, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history country ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, like I said, I need 9 hours a day. So much to talk about. I can't even tell you what order I'm going to put it in because there's a lot of important stories out there. But none of them could be more important than the idiocy of the radical left. Okay? Elizabeth Warren is symbolic of the idiocy of the radical left. She says her Secretary of Education would have to be vetted by a 9-year-old trans child. This is the same person, Elizabeth Warren, who made a comment earlier this year that the single most important thing about the border and what's happening on the border is not just illegal aliens having their rights violated, but transsexual illegal aliens. You just can't believe this is the Democrat Party. How radical, how weird, how out of the mainstream, how extreme. But she reiterated in a town hall in Iowa just last night that her Secretary of Education will have to be vetted by a 9-year-old trans child. This is all about a CNN forum back in October where a child born female now identifies as a boy, calls himself Jacob, and asked Elizabeth Warren a question about inclusive schools during a CNN forum. And so speaking in Cedar Rapids, Warren was asked, how would you make education inclusive for all backgrounds? And here's what Elizabeth Warren said. I love this answer. She said, I love this question. And the answer is we need a Secretary of Education who believes in public education. In fact, I have two qualifications that I talk over and over, talk about over and over for my Secretary of Education. First, it has to be someone who's taught in a public school. And part two, because it came from a young trans person who asked about a welcoming community, and I said it starts with a Secretary of Education And it has a lot to do with where we spend our money, with what gets, this is Elizabeth Warren talking, what gets advanced in our public schools, what the standards are. And I said, I'm going to have a Secretary of Education that this young trans person interviews on my behalf. And only if this person believes that our Secretary of Education nominee is absolutely committed to creating a welcoming environment, a safe environment for everyone, will that person be actually advanced to be Secretary of Education. And you just go, what? So what she just said out loud in public is that whoever she names to be Secretary of Education has got to pass a litmus test of being interviewed by a 9-year-old trans girl who thinks she's a trans boy. And that's how you judge who should be Secretary of Education. And you wonder why I constantly say liberalism is a mental illness. Now wait, before you say that's just theoretical gobbledygook, this can't really happen in real life. Well, it can't, because Elizabeth Warren will never be elected President of the United States. If she got the nomination, this is the ad. This is the TV ad right now. I would just show that clip. But a child rapist was just released from prison because he's changed his gender from man to woman, and therefore they believe he's not a threat anymore. So this is how far it's being taken in the real world by liberals with their heads up there, you know what? A convicted child rapist is reportedly set to be released from prison in Iowa because he's no longer deemed a threat since he began transgender hormone treatments and is considering gender reassignment surgery. Now, it was just yesterday that I read you that the moderate in the Democrat race, Mike Bloomberg, came out with his philosophy yesterday, everything about transgenders, protecting them in housing, protecting them with jobs, protecting them in health care, and every single transgender is going to be allowed under Mike Bloomberg to have gender reassignment surgery for free, paid for by you, the taxpayer, with free health care. This is the insanity of the Democrat Party. But the Storm Lake Times in Iowa reported that Joseph Matthew Smith, 23, a former college student, convicted of as many as 15 sex crimes against victims whose ages range from 1 to 13 years old, was sentenced to prison in December 2015. But now the Iowa Attorney General's office said they are no longer seeking Smith's commitment to prison because the offender's hormone levels are an important part of substantiating an offender's likelihood of recidivism, in other words, repeating the crime. We don't believe we have sufficient evidence to prove that Josie Smith, no longer Joseph Smith, Josie Smith has a significant chance of reoffending. So Joseph became Josie, and now he's allowed to get out of prison. And now you've got actually a transgender person saying this is insane. We're running out of time here. We're coming back from the break. I want to read you what a transgender person says about this decision of a rapist who raped a 1-year-old.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The final day of questioning in the Senate impeachment trial for President Trump. Defending the president's refusal to cooperate with the House investigators, Deputy White House Counsel Pat Philbin.
The president is not the first innocent defendant who decided not to waive his right.
Lead prosecutor Adam Schiff.
What we have seen over the last couple days is a descent into constitutional madness.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is still pushing to allow former security advisor John Bolton as a witness.
My gut tells me we're making progress, and I certainly am hopeful.
The World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus a global health emergency. Russia, Mongolia, and North Korea are all closing their borders with China to stop the spread of the virus that's killed at least 170 people and infected thousands more. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I want to continue. Again, we call this Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered because I shoot from the hip and I speak from the heart. And it's just certain things bother me, as I know they do every middle-class American. And letting a rapist who's raped 15 people out of prison, who range from a one-year-old baby they sexually raped or assaulted, up to like a 13-year-old child, and 15 times they did it, because they now say it's not a man anymore, he's transitioned into being a woman, so he's not a threat anymore, is sick, and it's wrong. And it throws on its head the whole idea of punishment, by the way. Because even if you're not a threat anymore, you're still supposed to be punished for the terrible things you did. But many public commentators have expressed shock, it's not just Wayne Root, at this decision to release Smith. Joseph, now Josie Smith, who just because they think they're a woman doesn't make them a woman, does it? Including a transgender expert by the name of Blair White, who said in a video message, a convicted baby rapist and pedophile is being released from prison because they now identify as a woman. Yes, you read that correctly. This is a disgusting and dangerous precedent. Blair White. And Blair White is transgender. White went on to say, let me tell you something about hormone levels. Because apparently the decision was made by a bunch of non-trans people who think that when you transition, you're suddenly a different person. And then not responsible for the previous crimes that you've done. And apparently, the fact that you have estrogen now means you no longer have sex drive. Being trans, a particular hormone, does not erase anything you've ever done. And this is just a disgusting, offensive, horrific precedent being set. And I hope those of you in the LGBT community, like myself, out about this, because this cannot be something that happens. There are already enough people trying to paint the community as a community of predators, wrongfully so. Let's not give them a situation where they're right to assume that. So again, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Trump argument and my argument that you need a wall, you need to protect America from bad people. And if I was Mexican American, either born in this country, second, third, fourth generation Mexican, or I just came to this country legally and rightfully and became an American citizen, I'd be glad Trump was building a wall, because many of the people coming up through Mexico are criminals. Many of them. Last year, I think it was 150,000 arrested by ICE for serious crimes. Rape, assault, carjacking, home invasion, murder, driving while intoxicated and killing somebody. Those are serious crimes. 150,000 arrested for serious felonies. So they're giving me a bad name if I'm Mexican-American. I want to keep bad people out. I would feel the same way if I was in the trans community. This transsexual, transgender person making these comments is brilliant, because what they're saying is, we don't need a predator let out who's supposedly trans that's going to bring bad vibes to all of us. We don't want him out on the street any more than you do, because all it does is make us look bad. Our country is in such terrible shape, such dangerous precedent being set every day by out-of-control liberals. I told you a minute ago about Elizabeth Warren. She wants to let the education secretary decision be decided by a 9-year-old trans girl, who's really a 9-year-old boy, obviously. Or maybe it's vice versa. It gets confusing after a while. I don't even know what these people think they are. And I don't really care what you think you are. You are what you're born. But Warren vows to push for laws. There's Elizabeth Warren now, if she's president, to push for laws that criminalize spreading election disinformation. Folks, do you know what her definition of election disinformation must be? Wayne Root. If I say Trump's a good president, he's created a great economy, and I say there are millions of new jobs and Obama was a terrible president, they would say I'm spreading disinformation. If I say that Trump didn't steal the election with the help of the Russians, that it was actually middle-class white America that voted for Trump, if I say that, she'd say that's disinformation. They only believe that they have the truth. If you allow something like this, laws that criminalize spreading election disinformation, I guarantee you the people in charge will always say they know the truth and everything their opponent says is a lie, and put you in jail for spreading disinformation that just happens to be true. Elizabeth Warren on Wednesday released a plan to fight digital disinformation, promising to push for new laws that impose tough civil and criminal penalties for disseminating false information related to U.S. elections. I'm sure she thinks everyone on Fox News should be arrested. Everyone on One America News should be arrested. Everyone on Newsmax TV should be arrested. And Wayne Root says bad things all the time about Elizabeth Warren that she would say are untrue, even though they're all true. She portrayed an Indian to get a job at Harvard Law School that paid $450,000 a year. She should be in prison. That's fraud. That's disinformation. That's the very definition of fraudulent disinformation and misrepresentation and evil. And by the way, all the money she ever made in all these years based on that lie should be clawed back by Harvard Law School. And then they should give that money to real Indians who apply for jobs at Harvard Law School. Real American Indians, not fake ones. That's disinformation. She's the one talking about Trump being a liar. She's the one saying you can't spread election disinformation. She's the one that wants to base her Department of Education cabinet chief on whether a trans 9-year-old approves or not. Meanwhile, she does nothing but spread misinformation. By the way, she also said something very scary yesterday. She said if she's elected president, again, no need to worry, she's not going to be elected president. But if she's elected president, she would immediately put together like a panel, a blue ribbon panel, that would study the Trump administration and figure out who should go to prison. Folks, this is very Hitlerian. When Democrats keep screaming Hitler at Trump, I always say, how ludicrous. Nobody should scream Hitler at anyone. Okay, I understand better than anyone. I'm Jewish. 6 million Jews, 6 million of my people were murdered by Hitler. Last I checked, Trump had murdered one Jew, one Christian, one Muslim, one black person, one white person, one anyone. So you can't compare anyone to Hitler. It's not fair. But it is like the Soviet Gulag and the Stasi, the East German police, and the Soviet KGB and Hitler's Gestapo. It is like that to say we're going to put together a group has one thing to do in life, study every member of Trump's administration to decide who should be prosecuted. This is a precedent. They're looking for crimes. It's not that a crime has been brought to their attention. They're going to try and find a crime. And she mentioned, this is not about corruption. She mentioned immigration. See, they want to put you in prison for stopping illegals from coming into the country. They want to put you in prison for separating mothers from their children and putting children in cages, even though Obama put far more children in cages than Trump. Oh, wait a minute. I'd go to jail for that under President Elizabeth Warren, because that's got to be spreading disinformation. Anything she doesn't want to hear is disinformation. She's like a 5-year-old. All liberals are like 5-year-old snowflakes. They put their hand over their ears, and when it's something I want to hear, they go, la, 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 la. This is what you're dealing with, 5-year-olds. In a country that was built upon free speech, right? The Constitution, very first thing, very first amendment in the Constitution is all about free speech. The First Amendment's about free speech. Second Amendment's about the right to carry a gun. They want to take it all away from us. But free speech, that's the amazing one. Elizabeth Warren wants you to go to jail for disinformation, and she wants Trump administration officials to go to jail because maybe they separated women from children. Guess what we found at the border? Lots and lots of women and men, mothers and fathers, claiming to be mothers and fathers, have been separated from children because if you take a DNA test, they're not the mother and the father. They're members of the Mexican drug cartel or the Mexican trafficking cartel or the Mexican mafia, and they've kidnapped the child or they've paid the parents for the child or they're holding the child hostage, and the child comes back 6 or 8 times with 6 different parents. It's not even separating a mother and a child. You're keeping the child safe by taking them away from a false parent who may have kidnapped them, maybe raping them, maybe bringing them into the country for sex crimes. And you get in trouble for that, too, if you're President Trump. But she'll put you in jail for that. And lest you think that when I talk about how bad it is in the media, lest you think that I'm exaggerating, a new study is out that the evening news spin on impeachment, 100% negative of the Trump defense team and 95% positive of the Democrats who are prosecuting Trump and trying to get him impeached. This is a Media Research Center study. Speaking of disinformation, of the broadcast evening news coverage of the opening arguments of both sides. Turn my computer off here, which came on for no reason. Media Research Center study of broadcast evening news coverage of the opening arguments of both sides found that ABC, CBS, and NBC did not live up to the standard they demanded of Republicans. They gave Democrats double the airtime and showered their arguments with mostly praise while expressing only criticism of President Trump's legal team. Surprise, surprise. Between January 22nd and January 28th, there were 21 evaluative statements by ABC, NBC, and CBS about the Democrats, and 20 out of 22 were positive. And with Trump, there were 13 total statements, all negative. Do you understand? It's all fixes in. Can't even get a single positive word about Trump on the evening news, or a single negative word about the Democrats. All right, coming up next, my sponsor has a great message. Don't run to the bathroom. Don't make a sandwich. Don't go channel surfing. Great message coming up. If you're a guy and your hair is thinning, Dr. Joe Williams, he's got the answer for you. You're going to want to hear this right now. My buddy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline Electron Abundant Powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. The Root's on fire. Welcome back. So much to talk about, not enough time. I'm going to try and finish up in a minute with some more impeachment thoughts. It looks like President Trump will be acquitted either tomorrow night or Saturday. I've seen all the studies. No one cares. No one's changing their mind. It's the first impeachment no one ever cared about. Third impeachment in the history of America, and nobody cares. Even though everyone did care, by the way, about the Bill Clinton impeachment, everybody talked about it. Everybody cared about it. In the end, he left office more popular than ever before. He was at his highest popularity ever when he left office after being impeached for having sex in the Oval Office with an intern. And then lying about it on the witness stand. So if you think you're going to get President Trump over having a conversation with the president of Ukraine and asking about corruption, you're living in a dream world. All it's doing is pushing more people into Trump's camp. So I'll tell you what Pelosi thinks about it in a minute. I do want to not end this show here without mentioning China and this coronavirus. Because I've been on the record on this show this week and I think late last week. One of the few guys I know on a political show that tackled this topic and was willing to go out on a limb and say, I believe this is going to turn into something really, really bad. And I believe from the reports I'm hearing and from the videos I'm watching that have been snuck out of China, good friends of mine showed me some videos that nobody's seen. It is an apocalypse emerging quickly. A very bad picture. You know, this is a great example of why you can't put Bernie Sanders in charge of America. Because, thank God, we live in America. What a great country. What great doctors we've got. Can you imagine if the medical system of America, if it was in the hands of the DMV, you know, the Department of Motor Vehicles? You know, think what it's like to go to the DMV, right? It's a terrible thing. Most people hate going to the DMV. Why? Because they're disorganized. They don't know what they're doing. They're government bureaucrats. They're buffoons. And so think about if the DMV was put in charge of your healthcare system. That's China. When communists run things, the trains don't run on time. When communists run things, people don't get better, they get sicker. So the World Health Organization is now reversing course, and today they declared the outbreak of coronavirus to be a global health emergency. people are scared and they can see this is not like SARS, which quickly died out. There's more cases in a week of coronavirus, in a week, than there were in a year of SARS. There are new accounts coming out from Wuhan that say, I am in an apocalypse. There's no cars on the street. There's no people walking on the street. Schools are shut down. Businesses shut down. Restaurants closed. Government not going about its business. Hospitals overloaded. Sick people in the hallways lying on the floor dying. A citizen journalist exposes the brutal truth. China is losing the battle in Wuhan. Over the past week, millions of Chinese have been worrying about the safety of friends and relatives trapped in Hubei and Wuhan. Most suspect that the Chinese censors have been blocking the worst details of the crisis, and many believe the real number of deaths and confirmed cases is much higher than the government has disclosed. And then you have news from the United States, where our CDC officials say the corona outbreak in the U.S. may depend on this. We just don't know yet, says infectious disease doctor. We don't know what's going to happen. I know what happened today in Chicago. The first case of transmission from person to person of the coronavirus happened in Chicago today. Someone traveled back from China. They've got the virus, and they gave it to their husband in Chicago. First time we've had transmission from person to person in the United States of America, or at least proof of it. Not good. Now, will it ever get real bad in America? I hope not. But I'm telling you, what's happening in China is an unfolding disaster. They don't know how to deal with it. They don't have the supplies. They don't have the doctors. They're run by the Communist Party, which is just the Keystone Cops. All they know how to do is be brutal to their people. They don't know how to stop this pandemic. And so they shut down the whole country. Airports closed, train stations closed, buses closed, schools closed. Everything's closed. In various parts of the country, 50 million people shut down, quarantined. And it's so serious, we're so worried about in America, that a plane was flown back from China with about 200 Americans on it, probably staff of diplomats and staff and family of diplomats. And they made a landing in the United States, and now they're putting them into quarantine. They're not letting them out into the population, even though they're not showing any signs of being sick. That's what's so scary about this coronavirus, is that you can be sick for 7 to 10 days and not know it and be giving it, transmitting it to others. That's what we're finding out about it. It's taken a very bad form. Very scary stuff. I said I was going to mention something about impeachment at the end, and I will. It looks like no witnesses will be called, and Trump will be acquitted either tomorrow night or Saturday morning. And what a big surprise. Nancy Pelosi says Trump cannot say he was acquitted without witnesses. You can't win with these people. They are, I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. I'll give Democrats one thing. I can't stand them. And I think they're evil personified. But I'll tell you what, they are relentless. They're also delusional. And the American people don't believe a word they say. But they never give up. I'm sure they already have in paper plotted the next impeachment for Trump. The minute he gets reelected, it'll be an impeachment hearing the next day. My doctor suggests up next, we're done for the night. Make sure you stay tuned with all this coronavirus talk. Here's a silver product that may be the best defense against colds and flu.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.